plan to see what Coach Beck has to do, and everything will be fine.
There's a lot of people that say the Big Ten division, Legends division, could come to them there too. What are your thoughts about that? And do you think that how big will that game out there be?
Just got to take one game at a time, and when that moment comes, it comes, and just got to go out there and prepare just like it's any other game. It doesn't matter if we're both undefeated or not. Just got to go out there and just have fun, and we win it. We win it. They win it. They do. So just got to see what happens.
What do you remember about that game when you hosted them on Lincoln last fall?
Just that they're one of the top defenses in the country, and that they're always will be. So just got to go out there and just execute our game plan and just believe in Coach Beck and Joe Gans. So.
Did you kind of feel the life sucked out of them when Denard went out of that game?
No, not really, because I think we had a really good game plan going into that game, and I think our defense kind of figured out their offense. And so.
What do you remember about playing in Michigan Stadium? Are you looking forward to getting back there and yeah. The different result?
Yeah, well, Michigan Stadium is one of the top stadiums in the country. They hold so many fans, so it should be a lot of fun playing there again, and be my last time playing there, so I can't wait to go back.
What are you looking most forward to next year?
You said what?
What are you looking most forward to next year's football season?
Just going out there and just having fun. I'm just trying to take one game at a time.
What players on your team are you most excited to see play again on the field?
Amir Abdullah and Jamal Turner.
What's it like having Abdullah in the backfield, sort of backing you up each play?
Yeah, it's awesome to have him just back there in the backfield and just know I know how good he is, and a lot of people know how good he is, and he's probably one of the top running backs in the country, and he's only going to be a junior. He only played started about 8 or 9 games last year, so and he had a 100-yard rushing, so imagine what he could do with 13 or 14 games under him.
What game are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to all of them. Just got to take one game at a time.
Do you have a favorite team to play in the Big Ten yet?
No, not really. I like playing all of them.
With Iowa, it's sort of a constructed rivalry. They sort of, I don't want to say forced it upon, they just sort of, made out of thin air. And you've just sort of swept them every time. So does it feel like a rivalry yet, or does it feel sort of just forced?
It kind of does, just because they're right next to us in the States, and we've played them close both years, so it's starting to feel like one.
What's it like sort of getting that rivalry game? It's sponsored by the grocery store Hy-Vee, the Heroes, as sort of like trying to construct an aura around it. What's that like?
Yeah, it's crazy, and I'm excited about next year and the more years to come and see how big this rivalry can get.
What's it like having a company like Hy-Vee sort of sponsor?
Yeah, it's huge for Hy-Vee just because they're a huge grocery store and a lot of people know of Hy-Vee, and I'm glad that they sponsor this game.
And they feed you guys before the game too. Don't they have a big team dinner? What's that like?
I'm not really sure who it is, but maybe it is them. I never knew that, and it's I always shop there, so it's huge.
Okay. Thanks, Allie. On the offseason, you're with Coach Calhoun, and then you come in, you were with Coach Beck most of the year.
Yeah.
So how do those two guys, are they similar philosophies, and how do those two segments of the year, how do they work together?
With Steve Calhoun, and then especially with Joe Gans back there and Coach Beck, they're both my quarterback coaches, and Joe Gans, he helps me out tremendously, so I pretty much just tell Joe what Steve Calhoun has worked on, and that's what we work on during the season.
So did they ever have different philosophies where they differ on something, where one guy wants you to do something this way and the other guy wants you to do it another way? Does that ever happen?
No, never. Just Coach Beck trusts Coach Calhoun also, and he's seen how far I've came from my sophomore year to this year, and when he saw me throwing in the spring last year and then developing and in the fall last year also, you could just see that Coach Beck knew he had trust in him and just let him do my thing and just let me go out there and just do what he's taught me to do.
Is there any communication with those coaches?
Yeah, they talk all the time, and so they talk quite often.
Watch that run that you had against the spot.
I've watched it a few times.
When you watch that, what's going on in your head? One of the more easy plays.
Uh-huh. Just just that I can't believe I didn't end up like falling or stopping or just anything like that, just because my legs were so tired. I just felt like stopping at the 50-yard line just because how much I ran already. And I kind of caught my second one at the 50, so I'm glad. I've been doing that since I was a freshman. I broke so many 80-yard touchdowns, and so it's I probably should have been on that list a while ago. I don't know if I wasn't or not, but I probably am the fastest player in college football, I would say. So,
how fast can you run?
We'll find out at the combine. You said what game?
The Michigan game where you're in the same division.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just going to take one game at a time. When that game comes, it comes. So just got to treat it like any other game. It doesn't matter if we're both undefeated and top 10 in the country or whatever it is. So just got to go out there and have fun and just trust our offense coaches and the game plan.